All right, here we go. Welcome everyone to the first Get It Done Day in Curriculum Lab 2022. I'm so excited that you're here. And this is normally such an intense 90 minutes. So as I shared with a few folks already, today I'll be doing more of an introduction than normal because this is our first Get It Done Day out of five Get It Done Days. So here's the thing, hold on. All right, so the purpose of the Get It Done Days and this time together is really that it's a core part of the process to have a container, to have a facilitated held space for creating. It also helps to kind of have other folks working at the same time. And Curriculum Lab is called a lab because it's not just about giving content, but also about creating our own content. So today I'm going to give more of an explanation in the beginning, but if you know what you're doing and you don't have questions, you can mute me or turn the sound off so you can focus and don't get distracted by people asking questions. We're going to come back for our first break at 4 p.m. Eastern. And so let me just explain the overall schedule. So we have, it's kind of, the schedule is top heavy, if you will. So we had our first class on Monday and all the materials are in the member center. If you're having any issues accessing the member center, I think there are technical issues, so let me know. And so that's one thing that I can support you with. And I also have the handouts available for us right now. So today it's top heavy. We had our first class on Monday, and then we have three Get It Done Days before the next class on Monday, November 21st. So we have today, we have next Wednesday, the 16th, and next Friday, the 18th. And this is intentional because what we're working on right now is the hardest part. So it's totally normal if you get frustrated, if you get stuck, and that's exactly why I'm here. And Joanna's available in the Facebook group. So that's 4.5 hours at minimum of time together, body doubling, you know, cheering each other on, being able to brainstorm to support you to get through the first part, which are your key steps. And we'll go over that a little bit more. In general, you can work on the curriculum, brainstorm with me, ask for support if you get stuck. And today, especially, you're likely going to be doing one of three things, or maybe two of three things. So the pre-work, which is getting clear on your beginning and end, or you'll be doing the brain dump, like getting out your thought leadership, getting out your ideas for the thing that you want to be creating. Or the third thing is that you will be, let me just put this in the chat, you will be working on the homework assignment. So this document is in the member center. So your options are what you see on, actually, let me share my screen. Can you all see my screen? All right, so So in Monday's call, we looked at the format. We looked at the starting point and the ending point, and identified the specialized journey. Now, this is where you start. So if you haven't done the endpoint and starting point and endpoint, or figure out the format, or started to identify the journey, that's where you'll start. If you have done that already, then the next thing you would do is the brainstorm. And the questions are right here for you. If you've done that, then you move on to all of the steps. And even then, once you've done that, then you'll do the second draft. So most of us, and wherever you are is perfect. A lot of us will be here already drafting out the steps. And some of us will also be at the brainstorm. Again, we have a few of these sessions to get through all of this. So you have time and you're not behind. Sorry, let me just check the chat. Oh no, need access. All right, so all of this is in the member center. Let me just go back to the document and change the settings. It's in your, sorry, I thought I took care of this last night. All right. It should be there. Let me paste the link again. I know there are technical issues today. I mentioned that. We're totally looking into it. I can share also, there's another document. Let me just do that right now. In case, it's the six components of the curriculum journey. So let me just double check the settings, and I'll post that here too. This is the six components of the curriculum journey, and we will be, you're working on step four. So everything in the homework today is focused on step four. All right, so what we are going to do, now the time today is a little bit, normally we'll be starting on the hour, but we fit in this extra get it done day just last week. So that's why we're starting at, not on the hour today. But today and in general, we're gonna do a 45 minute work chunk, come back for 5 minutes and check in. Then we'll do a 35 minute work chunk, and then we'll come back and regather and get ready for next steps. So let me just see. Now I'm here the whole time. So you can go to work. You can come back if you have a question, raise your hand. You can share your Google Doc in the chat. We can look at your documents together. If you have a question and I'm answering other people's questions and you don't want to just be sitting there, then I can let you know in the chat when I'm ready for you. You can turn off the sound and you mute your computer at any time. I will let you know when we're coming back. So let's take a moment right now. Let me just ask, see if there's any questions about the format. Lisa, I saw your question earlier. The Zoom link will be the same for every Get It Done day. It's different than the one for class. You will get a reminder email the day before each Get It Done session, and it's also in your member center. Gaia, please.
This new link that you just posted, is this, I'm at the pre-work, get clear on beginning, end. But does this have this there? Or is this the, you said this was number four. I'm not there yet.
So, no, there's an issue with the member center.
Okay.
All right. So there are two documents that I shared. One is the six components of the curriculum journey. Of those six components, number four is the core content. And that's what you'll be focusing on today.
Okay. And this is what you've just posted now.
Yes.
Okay. Number four. And then later on, it will be corrected. We can get on our own, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So let me see. Yes, I will reshare the document. So this should be. All right, the one that I just shared is the homework for week one, which takes you through the steps of the order that you should be working on things. And then this one that I'll share again also is an overview of the six components of the curriculum journey. But you can ignore steps 1 through 3 and steps 5 and 6. All right, Gaia, does that address your question?
Yes. So right now, I mean, just because of the way I think, so right now I'm not going to really go to number one, the first part. I'm going to go into the second part that we're working on today, right? Today you say we're working on
number six. I don't know if second part, let me get folks started and then I can zero in with you, because okay, your first and second are different, I think, than what I have in my brain, and I don't want to confuse you or anyone else. Does anyone have any other questions? Because I'm also available. That's a great example of questions. I can help you figure out where you're at and what you might best serve you to focus on. Does anyone have any questions about the process today? Barbara.
I just wanted to check, since I missed Monday's call, if that my time's best spent listening to that now, since I was in surgery. So I haven't had a chance to really listen to it. Is that instead of, like, I feel like I'll be jumping too far ahead trying to answer these questions.
Yes, I would listen. Yes, I would listen to the class.
Okay. All right. That's what I thought.
Does Perfect. Anyone have any, you're welcome, and I'm glad you're well enough to join us. Does anyone have any questions about the format? If you have any questions about your own individual work today, I'll get to you. But if you have any questions about the format, let me know, because I want everyone to get started. Kim.
I guess one of my questions is that, the one I'll talk about is, you talked about whether if we were clear on our beginning and end, then we could move on to the brain dump. While I identified a beginning and end, I'm not sure I'm clear or that they are in a state that is sufficient to really move on, but maybe it's like, let's try it and see. What do you recommend that way?
Is it okay? So everyone, let's do this. I want you to get like your, Kim, I'm going to come right back to you. Let's go ahead and get started. Please come back so you're welcome to stay and listen to me, like answer questions and brainstorm and kind of pinpoint with folks. Or you're welcome to get started on your work. So, it is a choose. So we're going to come back at 4:05. I'm going to make a note because originally it was 4, but I'm talking. We're going to come back at 4:05 Eastern, 1:05 Pacific. This is a choose your own adventure because it's your own get it done day, but it's ideally, you're following the steps in the homework. Yeah. So within those parameters, because everyone will be at different points. All right. So Gaia, let's look. I'm going to share my screen again.
I can make my question a little bit clearer if you don't mind. I have two links here that you just posted. The first link is talking about homework week one, start crafting your solution and framework, right? The mm-hmm. second link that you posted, the second one is about the six components of a curriculum journey. Mm-hmm. Are you saying that today's get it done is within that second link about the six components of curriculum journey?
Or, it is. It's the step, it's the component four, sharing your solution or method.
Okay, so even though I haven't done the homework yet or finished it, I'm not working on that now. Today, I'm going to focus on component four, correct?
No. So that's when and let me just, so I can share this for everyone. So the first thing you want to do is, so like in Barbara's case, she hasn't, you were there on Monday, but if you haven't watched the video yet, you may want to watch the video. Monday's class recording, but I know you were there, Gaia.
Yes.
So the first thing is to choose the format. Are you doing a 3-day workshop? Are you doing a 4-hour workshop? Is it going to be online? Is it going to be in person? Just in a way, like, you know, the vehicle, you know, like, are you on a motorcycle? Are you, you know, in a 4-door? And then you want to identify the starting point and the end point for the particular curriculum. And that's when you go to step three here, identifying the specialized journey. So step three here is component four of the components that we looked at in the other sheet.
Okay, step three is
draft
two of your framework, or because on this one, step three is bring awareness and honor to resistance before providing.
Right. Do you
solutions.
See the one? Do you see the one that I'm sharing on the screen?
Oh, okay. Let me go to this. Yes, I see that. Oh, so we're in the homework section. Okay.
So have you chosen your format?
Yes, I needed some help with it, but I'm going to go with what I have. It's
okay,
yeah.
Great. Have you done the starting and end point?
Very loosely, yeah.
Okay.
Very loosely.
So I would suggest that you maybe get clearer on that, or you start step four. Identifying the specialized journey is the same as your own solution and framework. And that is step four in the components.
Okay. All right. So maybe I'll just work on that now, even though I haven't formalized very well the other two, but I'll just go into this a little bit today because I kind of want to be on the same level with everybody, even though I can catch up on my own the rest of it. You understand?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll go to that, identifying the specialized journey that your hero is taking. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the other thing is that, you know, we don't want to get, so Kim, this is, I'm coming back to you, even though this applies to everyone. This is so hard. Like I can't even say I'm a recovering perfectionist, but like I'm a, you know, got through law school, was a former lawyer. So I'm very, you know, can be very formulaic. We don't want to get too stuck on the details. So in your case, do you have it written where you are? Do you have your beginning and end? Like, do you feel like it's clear enough for you to start getting into the steps?
It could be. I mean, I can start there. I don't think it's solid, but I do think it's, there's enough there that it's, that I could work with it and move on. I just don't, you know, perfectionism is sort of the question, because I can get mired in that. So maybe I should just kind of keep going.
So I think recognizing that, you know, get into the brain dump or the steps, because, you know, like, we're not carving anything in stone. You will go back and refine the beginning and end. It's like a very loose container.
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. So you're either at brain dump, and then after that, you're at your solution, or like the overall methodology. Great. Marla.
Hi. So I'm getting a little confused in my head, because I have an idea of the journey. And the end, and I think I know the answer to this, but I'm just expressing my confusion. Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, so like the work that I do, usually one-on-one would take maybe 4 months to get to the end. So I'm getting confused with that end, and then I need to find an end point for a group program that's less than 4 months out. So I guess.
How long is your program? The one you want to develop?
I don't know, maybe 6 weeks.
Okay.
I really want something shorter, because it's an intro thing for people. You know, I don't think people are going to sign up with me for like a 4 month group program. And I don't think that I need to start smaller.
All right. What about like a month long, and you meet three times, and you can add in like a one-on-one session with you as part of that.
But I'm thinking, I mean, that sounds good. Like it could be like a four week. What? So that would be like three group and then one, you know, like 4 week kind of thing. But I guess I'm having trouble defining an endpoint that they can reach in a month that's meaningful, I guess.
Okay, so
does that make sense?
Maybe I confused you. If, I mean, it might be that, you know, over three sessions, it might not be that they can do that much. So let's say you do six.
Yeah.
And you have, you know, four or five meetings. So are you clear on where they're starting?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe spend a few minutes where they would like.
Let me make it a little bit more tangible, so maybe it will make sense. So they're starting at a place where they're, for example, being bullied at work, and all they want is like to get rid of the bully and da 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 da. So there's and maybe again, as I'm talking, I'm answering my own question, but the, you know, what I do with people is not just, you know, give them tactics to deal with the bully, but more self-regulation in the shorter term. And then, but in one sense, but they're also like, they have to change their whole perspective about where their power is and about.
Totally. So,
you know what I mean? It's like a bigger, yeah. The bigger picture.
So I just want to
transform.
I get it. And, you know, I don't think that's going to happen in 6 weeks.
No.
Right. So have a general, I would spend a few minutes having maybe like, and like, I don't want to say ideal, but some results, some endpoint that you would like people to have, and maybe it's being better able to regulate their nervous systems.
Yeah. That's maybe kind of what I was thinking. Yeah.
You know, and so then, you know, just because then you have kind of like these two posts, right? It's not a full container yet.
Right.
You have these two posts, the beginning and end, and then you can start mapping out the steps. And as you get clear on those and what's possible in between, then you'll adjust either who you invite in or what's actually possible. Because we're always like, our results or our endpoint, that's always going to shift based on, you know, who the people are, where they start, you know, all our nervous systems are different, how much they put in, because it's always a co-creation.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like, you know, give yourself 5 or 10 minutes to think through the end generally, and then go to your brain dump. and from there go to your steps?
I already actually have started my steps to try and figure that out. Can I ask a question about the steps, or should I wait till four?
Yeah, let me get other folks and then I'll come back to
you. All right. Thank
right
you.
On. Thank you. Hi, Sophie.
Hey, Inbal, sorry, I'm just finishing a mouthful. Let me swallow.
Enjoy dinner time.
Yeah, it's quite late here, and my brain's quite overloaded from the day, but I really want to be here. So I'm just going to feel my way into this question. I think what I want to ask is, I want to create a group program. Earlier this year, I ran a 6-week course that was really, I was blown away by how successful it was. And what I'd like to do next is run that course again and then follow it on with a small group with maybe, I don't know, 8 or 12 or 20, I'm not sure, but not more than 20. And it could be, like, it could be 3 months long, but it could be a year long. And we could cover lots of things, or we could cover some things. And I find myself in a place, I don't know if other people might be in this place too, of it could be so many things, and I'm not sure how to land on what it actually wants to be, which is a kind of big and amorphous question, but I just wondered if you could sort of get me going on something.
Yeah, do you know what you want it to be?
Probably not. I mean, maybe that's where I should just start, with really feeling into what would be my dream experience with these people. Like, where would I like us to go? What would I most like us to explore? Where would I most like us to end up? And then that'll give me a sense of how long the beast needs to be, or how, and what exactly the steps are. Is that what you're saying?
Right, because I feel like this is, I'm only, you know, speaking so directly because, you know, I've known you in sacred depths, is that it's a little bit passive to say, like, you know, it's not clear what it wants to be or what it needs to be. Like, I want you to decide what you want it to be, because you're facilitating, and, you know, it also depends on your capacity and your other priorities. You know, because I feel like
that's helpful.
So many of us have, you know, like, tons of ideas, you know, and then I think, you know, you can go to Joanna with, you know, kind of like, you know, business wise, you know, I'm curious, like, is it a jump, you know, too much of a jump to go, you know, from 6 weeks to 12 months? I don't know. And I also don't want to be projecting any limiting belief, because I actually don't know.
Yeah.
So I think get clear on what excites you and what you're, like, fired up about and want to share, rather than, like, some ideal course.
Thanks. That's good.
I hear you. Yeah. I mean, I know.
A perfectionist. Could you give me a journal question to help me get into the to find that excitement? Or could you give me a starting place for that?
I mean, I'll give you the first thing that's coming up to me, because I want to move on. I would just ask, like, what do I really want to create in 2023? You know, or like, what's calling me to be created? Maybe that's more, less direct. Yeah, that's the best helpful I got right now.
I'll go with it. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Tracy, thanks for your patience.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Glad to see you.
Thank you. So I am working on, I've been working on my framework for a while, so it's complete. So I've been going back through the homework steps. So my question is regarding component 4, since I've already completed it, just want to know where to spend my time now.
Yep.
Because I feel very solid in all the iterations of it that I've done. I've done lots of drafting, have showed it, have reached out to colleagues to, like, walk them through and talk them through. So I just want to utilize this time with Get It Done. And I don't want to jump too far ahead, but since I've already done it, I just wanted to get a little bit of direction.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I would love us to, okay, there's no one after you. All right. So let's look at, let's look at the homework sheet together.
Okay.
Because I feel like the best use of your time today would be to go through these. So you've done the brain dump. It mm-hmm. sounds like you've done draft one, right? You've done all the steps, you have an order.
Yeah.
And have you done draft two?
Let me just look at what it says.
Yep.
Draft one. To draft two, after your draft one, refine again. I mean, I've refined and refined and refined and gone through it over and over and over. Talking things out, like moving through the journey, I've talked out each piece of it. Like there's three aspects of Evolution of Self, which is my 6-month program. And then each of those has three. So there's nine mm-hmm. core pieces to the journey, and I've talked it through over and over and over again. So I just want to be clear on making sure that I'm utilizing the Get It Done time in a way that's going to serve me.
So I don't know where you're at. Like, that's not enough for me to understand, like, where there might be any gaps.
Okay.
Or, like, you know, because if you like the exercises, you know, if you like the exercises that you have, because Joanna hasn't talked about exercises yet.
Right. So what I'm going to do, I've just answered my own question. I'll just go through the assignments and look at my framework to notice any gaps that I have. And if I'm feeling good about it, then, you know, I'll let that be enough today.
Right on. And you can also, if you have questions anywhere, can like write those in comments and then share the link with me and we can do that together.
Okay, great. Thank you.
To get you to the next step. You're welcome. Hi, Marley.
Hi, Inbal.
Great to see you. Artist Studio.
Thank you. Nice to be here today. I had two questions on some bullet points. One is in draft two of the framework. Is this step juicy, three-dimensional, and in Technicolor? So is this, you know, beyond juicy and, you know, I get it, vibrant and exciting and alive. Is there something else, like a quality that makes it three-dimensional?
I love that question. I think, and I'll ask Joanna for the next time, because I'd like her to clarify in the sheet. One of the things that she often talks about, which I think is what this speaks to, is, you know, that learning and transformation happen at like the four levels of processing, yeah. right? So like mm-hmm. the somatic, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's what that alludes to. However, that would be like four-dimensional, I think. So that could just be me. That could be me being hyper literal also. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to clarify that. I appreciate that question.
Okay. And thank you for that. And the other question is in draft three, and it asks if the steps are on your edge or do they feel stable to you? And so my question is, are we looking for a balance between the two, or are we wanting to bring steps into the curriculum that we know really well and feel really stable about? What's the, you know, difference? Are we talking about being on the edge, meaning being where, you know, it's alive for us and we're excited?
So it's actually not, that's also a great question, but it's actually not stable, it's stale.
Did I?
So that's the important distinction, right? Like we want you to be doing stuff that's exciting, that's challenging you, rather than, because it's like your own boredom, that's the energetics piece.
Yes, yes. Now that I'm paying attention to the details and slowing it down, I see that
right
answers the question. Oh, thanks so much.
You're so welcome. Hey, Justine.
Hello. So I feel like I'm fairly clear on where I want to get them, you know, at the end. But because it's sort of like a new territory, like new group of people that I'm working with, and I haven't really done this in this format before, I feel like I need to do more research to see like where they're starting. Like I can guess, right? Like I can guess and I have some ideas, but I feel like, and what I did right before this call was I just created like a Google survey to send out to some of the people that I would want to, you know, work with, just to kind of get their input and kind of see like what they see their challenges are and all of that. So I guess my question is, should I just continue to create from an assumption that I have, you know, just with the limited information that I have right now, to create from that place and then just kind of refine as I go and get more feedback from them? I'm feeling like probably yes to that versus like waiting to actually get the feedback from them to then create the steps.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you are right on. And I would, I mean, ideally you would do them concurrently. I mean, for me, and I think that you're also aware of this, is that, you know, the research could be like, you know, I can research things for days. And so, you know, while you're in this, you know, container, you know, and that really gives into like, because I would actually trust like your, like do the survey. I think that's awesome. But I would go, you know, for today, go with what you have, and really let yourself actually like write down the beginning point based on what you know. It might even help you with the survey, or like just get into the brain dump. Because mm-hmm. that could help you refine the survey and also refine where they're starting. Because one of the other thing that I'm remembering, you know, to mention from Monday is that, you know, you might not be for beginners. So maybe as you go to the brain dump, you'll see I actually need kind of like some sort of minimum. And so you might be defining that more than the survey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Cause I feel like it's like, I mean, what really stood out for me from Monday was, you know, this, the whole idea that the people that I'm here to serve, like this next idea that I have is to, bring women in leadership roles that are like in non-traditional environments, like more male dominated environments, and to bring them together, like women in politics and women in unions and stuff like that. So I want to kind of create a container for them to come together to like normalize their own experiences. I think there's huge value in that, and just, you know, understanding what each other is going through. And so I have an idea that I think, well, they need this and they need that, but it's almost like in the conversations and the bringing them together is where I'm going to really have a deeper understanding of what their needs are and their challenges are and how to help them, you know, work through that. But it's like creating context and then helping them even see, like, I feel like some of them may not even have the awareness of their challenges are because they're a female in a male dominated system, right?
Right. So that might be like, kind of like an education, or, you know, related to, you know, to your marketing and thinking about like how you call in, you know, the people for this program and what maybe they're seeing a problem and they're not relating it to, you know, I'm a woman in a male dominated industry, you know, but they're relating it to like, oh, there must be something wrong with me.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think part of that is how you frame it and how people see themselves in, you know, in the marketing. Cause I think so. What I would focus on right now is what you know about them. And then you can take that. Well, I would focus on what you know about them as the starting point. But then when you're getting into marketing, you want to translate your perception of it or the words you would use to how they might be seeing it. Mm. So for example, like, you know, I do a lot of work on boundaries. So for me, it's like, you know, it's an inner game. It's about, you know, what needs you're trying to meet, what you understand you're like about identity. But for my people, it's showing up like I'm super resentful. You know, I'm not getting enough sleep. I'm like raging at my kids.
Yeah.
Like they might not necessarily be, I don't have any boundaries. They're like, right. I don't know. I just like people keep asking me to do stuff.
Yeah. Yes. So you're giving them, they understand like the consequence, you know, how that's playing out in their life, but they may not understand the cause, right? Yeah.
What's actually underneath.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Gloria, thank you. I'm glad you raised your hand.
What's up too. So I have lots of ideas, and even just as I'm sitting here, I wrote a bunch. I don't know still yet where all of these ideas fit, like what is still the form. So I'm wondering if I could just talk out loud,
mm-hmm.
is here, kind of what my instincts are about where it could go, but then hearing from you, like maybe what the format is, just some ideas around that. And
yeah.
I think that actually helped me go forward into what I'm building.
Right on.
Okay. So I think, cause I just need to choose a thing. If I'm to just choose one, perhaps it's going to be around supporting emerging leaders or maybe like young people in leadership positions. So maybe anywhere from just out of school, recent grads to like 10 years in the workplace, they may or may not have a team with them. Like they could be entrepreneurs, freelancers, or also like young managers as well. And I want to take them in through a journey of self-awareness. And in the self-awareness, it's actually helping them identify and pull apart the habits that they had in school that don't serve them at work. So all of those, like, just like, you know, trying to find the answers of the person in authority, like trying to please, not maybe thinking as creatively, all of that, like, how does that not, help you in the world of work anymore and unraveling that? And then looking at self-love. So all of the like fears, the inner critic, the attachment to feedback and unraveling all of that still with them. Maybe doing some visioning around what is it that they're, who is it that they want to be in the world of work, that sort of thing, how they want to show up. And then self-leadership. So just some like principles and philosophies that I have around showing up as a leader with or without a title, and that it really is a state of being, not a way of working necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
So the starting point for these people, they might be asked to be creative at work. They might be feeling the imposter, like I said, early managers, entrepreneurs, freelancers, and where I want them to end up. More self-aware, able to collaborate freely. They're clear on what they're, what they value and where their value lies, able to feel like they can lead regardless of where they are or their histories or where they come from, actually because of them, helping them lead. I feel like I want to have a community of people, of women around this, live, but I also think because there's so much content, this could go on forever. So there could be like multi formats of some kind.
So what kind of format would you like to do? There can always be like a lot of different formats. So what would you be excited about bringing into the world?
Definitely a community. So live connecting with these people on this content, on this teaching. Yes, I'm also open to like having like audio or video that they can tune into.
Totally. Let's think it's a bit, zoom out a little bit. Like, do you want to lead a 12-month container, a 6-month container, a 3-month container? Oh.
I mean, I think probably around a 6-month.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking, like 3 to 6. I feel like 3 might be too short. You know, if you do 3 months, if you do 6 months, you could kind of do 2 months for each of the 3.
Yep. I see that.
And then you would also give them, you know, you could do like 2 sessions, you know, with 2 sessions per month with integration time, you know, and especially, you know, and the thing is you can always like, you can always supplement with audios, like a meditation, you know, a handout, like something like that. There's nothing that says like it needs to be purely online or purely, you know, not. You can always, like, if there's, you know, if you're going to introduce a subject that, let's say, you know, if everyone is like not exactly at the same place, that, you know, you don't want people who are in a gap like this, but let's say they're in a gap like this, maybe a 10-minute video or, you know, a 20-minute teaching before that class helps kind of bring, you know, with basic concepts, or maybe it's a handout, but those details are like further down the line.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it sounds like that's your, like your vehicle, you know, is a 6-month program, and, you know, break it down to how many, you know, classes that would be. You don't even have to do that right now, frankly. Like, if you know your beginning and the end, I would actually go to the homework, and either, it sounds like you've already done most of your brain dump as well. So maybe you continue with the brain dump for another few minutes, but then I would get into mapping out the steps, because that'll give you a lot more information.
Okay. And so when you say mapping out the steps, what is that exactly? Remind me.
All right. I'm going to pause you for a second. Because it's the second question. We're also at 5 minutes past.
Okay.
So I just want to check in. If you're coming back from the first work chunk, I would invite you to take a break, stretch, bio break, get more water, maybe something that's like, you know, you're also welcome to get up. From 10 minutes past the hour to 40 minutes past the hour is going to be our second work chunk. So get what you need, because it's, we're not just meant to like, well, for me, it's hard to work for like 90 minutes straight or sit for 90 minutes straight. And I would love for you to share like a one word check-in about how you're feeling right now, how you're feeling, how it's going, what describes your current state. Yay. Awesome. Lauren, I hear you and I'm happy to chat with you. That's awesome, Sophie. All right, Brenda, raise your hand. Yay for flow. Oh, that's awesome. I see your joy, Jenny. Yay. All right, so if you have questions or you're stuck or whatever, raise your hand. I'm here. Do what you need to do to give yourself a break. Invitation to get back into it at 4:10. And then we will all come back at 4:40. So Gloria, I would just to wrap up with you, look at the, so after, this is the homework. I'm gonna share my screen. So if you've done the brain dump, so you can either finish this or go to draft one of your framework and break it down into steps.
Okay, thank you so much, Imbal.
You're welcome. Brenda.
Yes.
Do you wanna go ahead?
I just don't know what I wanna do. So I've kind of decided, okay, I think I can handle a 4-week class.
Okay.
And do, I'm trying to look at it as what would be fun to teach? What would I like to teach that people want to learn that would possibly be financially successful? And I'd also like to build community. So I kind of don't know where to go.
I feel like I would start with what would you really like to teach? Because my sense is that you're putting too many like limitations or kind of conditions on it from the get-go, and that might be stifling like any excitement or enthusiasm. You want to be working on something that you're excited and motivated to teach on. So I would start, do you have some ideas of what that might be?
I mean, I was thinking of how to make like aligned decisions with people who can't decide what they want to do. How do you tune in and figure out what's going to work for you? Since that's what I'm working on.
Great. So have you figured out, so I would start with like where they are, you know, and how they're experiencing their indecision. You know, that like it's taking forever, it's causing anxiety, they're spinning. You know, they're full of doubt and anxiety and how it's impacting them and how it's showing up, like it's taking too much time, all of these things. And then where would you, and then figure out, do some brainstorming on where you would like them to end up.
I'd like them to end up with a plan of what to do when that happens.
Great. So I would also encourage you then to, like how to also brainstorm on how they would feel when they have a plan. And that could be kind of like the opposite of, you know, if they have a lot of doubt, then they would feel confident, you know, and they would probably have more energy, and be more grounded or things like that. So go deeper with the results. And then from there, do a brain dump of what you could teach.
Okay.
Awesome. Is that good for the, like, to get you to the next step and into the work chunk?
And then we can refine
as we go along.
I think so. Part of the problem is I don't really know who my ideal client is.
Yeah.
I don't really have an answer for.
Well, it sounds like you know one of the issues that they would be struggling with.
Yeah.
Which is the indecision. So
could anxiety be an issue, or is that not concrete enough? Or is that more a symptom?
It's a symptom, but like similar in the discussion with Justine, I don't know if you were here for it. It's like, that's how you know it. And it might be how they know it because it's so common in our society, but you want to get clear on how it's showing up for them in their lives.
Okay.
All right. I want to get other people going. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, Ofra.
Hi, Ba.
Hey.
So I feel like, you know, I've been inspired to like take notes and write stuff down the past few days. And I came in with like a really clear sense of, you know, I really just want to go for a weekend retreat right now. I haven't put any offerings out there in a long time, you know, and then when I feel like I'm looking at what's coming together, I'm like, well, am I trying to force it into a container that's too small? Should I be actually thinking about a larger container and understanding where the retreat might fit in? Or do I just like super simplify and come at the retreat as something just, you know, fun and simple and on its own?
Yeah, I hear you. What seems more like compelling right now?
Yeah, if I were being perfectly honest with myself at this moment, the heart skips a beat if I think about the bigger framework and not the retreat, which is not what I wanted to hear, but that's the truth.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually just because, you know, we're friends and I have some context for you. That's actually like that's my hit too. Hmm. And with the caveat that like, it's 3 days, you know, so maybe like, you know, like a Friday midday arrival until Sunday, mm-hmm. you know, midday. So it's like there's spaciousness mm-hmm. just in terms of scheduling. And that, you know, you can always then like build out, mm-hmm. but start with like, you know, this. So first of all, you could like, I just see that like you have this like, you know, precious invitation and event that then you can replicate mm-hmm. and then you can begin to build webs and connections between these weekends and see how they want to, does it want to be, maybe it's the weekend retreats end up being the start of a journey and the end of a journey mm. and you figure out what to do in between.
Mm. That's interesting. Yeah, because I think actually the gist of my question as I'm feeling into it is that is the content that I'm proposing, the thematics of the weekend, too big for the weekend? Do I have to simplify the calling in because it's a shorter thing? Does that make sense?
I wonder if it's less simplifying. So I think there's at least two options. Mm-hmm. One is to do less themes. Mm-hmm. The other is to lessen the scope of each theme. Mm-hmm. So it depends, like, you know, a lot of us go really deep. So do you want to maybe choose one theme and go super deep with it mm-hmm. over one weekend? And then maybe you do a series, like 3 retreats.
Right. Yeah, I do. And I have a theme that's been sticking with me. I guess I don't know yet how to articulate in a way that feels maybe sexy or, you know, appealing to.
So I wouldn't worry about that because it's like you're shifting from like the internal and what's like coming up for you to how you would translate it to others. And that's going to get in your way. So I would be into like the, for lack of a better word, like what's like, you know, delicious and inspiring and compelling right now, and what you would like love to do a weekend retreat, because once you're solid, because I think you are solid on that, or like what you're passionate about or what's calling to you and what you're intuiting, and get clear on that, and then we can work on how you share it.
Great, thank you. That's what I needed to hear. Thank you.
Right on. Kristen.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for your patience.
Of course, thank you for answering. Yeah, thank you for the time. Okay, so I do expression coaching, like expression voice coaching. And I also am really passionate about the divine feminine, and have done like some circle classes too, but under like a different thing. And what's really cool, I was thinking I could do like a retreat for expression, like self-expression. But what's really like niggling at me right now and calling me is doing a series of 9 to 13 classes of divine feminine goddess archetypes. And I didn't do the pre-work on that one. I did the pre-work on the expression retreat. So I'm not really sure yet what the solution would be and the journey I'd take them on, but
for the goddess one?
Yeah, for the goddess one, I guess the overall goal would be for these women to feel to develop a somatic experiential connection with each of the archetypes, and understanding of what goddesses they could connect to in these archetypes. But I've not done this work myself. It's just something that seems really fun.
Yeah, totally. A somatic experiential connection. All right, so there's a few things here.
Mm-hmm.
One is it's not too late at all to change your mind.
Okay.
And to do something, you know, and to focus on, you know, on the archetype course. That feels like 9 to 13
mm-hmm.
feels like a lot. So I wonder if, you know, if you choose like the 6 or 8 main archetypes that your ideal mm-hmm. client, a woman who might struggle with self-expression, will most connect to or resonate.
Mm.
Because, you know, because otherwise, and this could be my lack of understanding, so just correct me. I'm just speaking directly. I feel like it would just be like, you know, let's say you do 12 and it's 1 per month.
Yeah.
Or it's like 2 a month. Like, I don't know what would distinguish them. And if you would have like kind of like enough different, like just because there are 13 doesn't mean that you need to teach on all 13.
Mm, mm-hmm.
So you could choose the ones that relate to this, you know, to the voice coaching.
Yeah.
Or that use their voice in different ways. Maybe there's a goddess who expresses her voice through writing and study.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a goddess who, you know, uses her voice and expresses herself through love and compassion.
Yeah.
Or through music. So then you could also talk about like the different ways of expression.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's a way to kind of combine them. But, you know, it depends on your ideal client and what would teaching them about the archetypes, how would that impact their journey from like where they are to where they would want to be? So I feel like you can, if you get clear on that.
Yeah, I could probably come up with something right now. So this would be women who've been through faith transition out of a very heavily patriarchal religion, because I would be doing it locally to where I live in Utah. And it would be like a way of getting them to connect with
the divine feminine within them by relating to the archetypes and knowing which goddesses are embody those archetypes. So it's kind of an assistance on their spiritual path.
Mm-hmm.
And using the archetypes is like accessing the energy of the archetypes to show up differently in how they express themselves and finding courage to like tell family about stuff and, you know, like, yeah, pulling from the strength of the archetypes.
Yeah, I love that. And I love archetype work. And, mm-hmm. You know, Joanna can help you with, you know, with different exercises and things mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. What I would do is like, I would worry less about like, okay, where I would start is, because I think there's a way that you can combine them. And I think bringing in the archetypes as a vehicle for teaching what you'd like to teach might be more palatable than like, you know, shifting from a patriarchal religion, you know, and structure to like goddesses.
Yeah, well, these would be women that are already open to this.
Right on.
Woo. Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Great. Yeah, I was actually going to frame that with that. It could be like my, right. So then that helps with like your, where they're starting and who you're like, who your ideal is. Regardless, I think you want to like really focus on which archetypes you want to bring in. Because otherwise, mm-hmm. I think the archetype also depends on the length of it. Because otherwise, I think the archetype thing will become like a little bit generic. Mm.
Okay.
So are you clear on, so you're clear on their beginning. I would spend maybe a little bit more clear until the end of our time together today, maybe on where you'd like them to end. Because it sounds like some of it is like confidence, boundaries, communication skills. And maybe based on the results, that's when you'll go back and see as part of your steps, which goddess you would introduce
mm-hmm.
That can support them in what archetypal energy that goddess has that can support them with like the outside step or the outside skill or strategy.
Okay.
Does that resonate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really helpful.
And then, you know, in terms of like doing a voice workshop or doing like, you know, a 3 months or a 6 month, you know, you could also do a weekend thing, you know, where they're looking at two different archetypes.
Mm.
You know, that you think might be, but, you know, like deeper kind of like the transformation and the skill building. I think definitely the transformation can happen in a weekend. I don't know about the skill build, but that could happen too. But let's mm-hmm. get clear on like where you want them to end up.
Okay. Yeah, I will do that. Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Are you good for now in your next step?
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for asking. Dottie, thanks for waiting.
Sorry.
It's all good.
Thank you for being patient with me. I was doing my brain dump and I'm creating while I'm kind of, you know, I was in this last year and didn't really go anywhere with my class. So I'm refining it and doing the same concept, which is forgiveness. And so where I'm feeling a little bit, I don't know if stuck is even the right word, but unclear in my own mind is like steps that I've taken clients through to get to the goal. It's so much of creating awareness and not so many like concrete, you know, everybody's process of forgiveness is very personal.
Let me, before you go further, let's zoom out because I want to make sure that I'm with you.
Okay.
Where's your person starting? What are you trying to do? Is this something about like a journey of forgiveness?
Yeah, and creating a process, a personal process and practice that is helpful and actually works.
So for each, would the result be that someone has a personal process of forgiveness that they could apply like moving forward, but during the course they would work on, or the container they would work on or like focus on one specific thing?
I think my idea would be helping them create their process as we go and maybe have in mind somebody or something that they want to work on forgiving, something that's keeping them stuck or blocking abundance or creativity.
Okay. So are you clear on where they would start and where they would end?
I believe so, yes. And starting having, beliefs around forgiveness that make it in their mind or in their thinking process that forgiveness is really hard to do and it requires giving something to get something. That forgiveness is condoning bad behavior.
Right. So I would start with like you want them to end with having a personal process of forgiveness, but it also sounds like understanding a lot more about forgiveness and what it means and like what it doesn't mean and kind of the options. So I would start now with like getting clear on where they're starting. So it's like, you know, myths around forgiveness, fears around forgiveness. You know, maybe in your marketing, you would do some educating about how forgiveness can get in the way of abundance or whatever. Help people to see how they're experiencing lack of forgiveness in their life.
Right. Okay.
Because that'll help you with the beginning since you know the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can brain dump what you would need to show them. And I think that'll help refine both the start and the beginning. But get clear on when they're starting because that'll help you with the stuff in between.
Right. Okay. And I guess to just one last quick question is it, I feel like it's so much inner, you know, not a whole lot of outer. So, unless
That's not really, I don't think I can answer that quickly. It is a quick question and I want to, so I can stay with you at the end, but I want to get to the other people who are raising their hands.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thanks for understanding. AJ. Oh, I can't hear you. Nope. Okay, I'm going to go to Donna and then I'll come back to you. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Amval. Thanks. So I have a question about help the client locate where she is starting on her journey. And then my thing is also, who is this for? Like that's who I'm thinking is, who is first, I've decided that I want to do a multi-week course. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many weeks, but I know that that's what I want to do. And so when I think about who this course is for, And I write down, like, you know, women who, despite their success in their career, have feelings of not enoughism. So there's a lot of, and it's on boundaries, because that's what I see coming up with most of my clients, is a lack of healthy boundaries. So how do I identify what, how is it different? Who is this for, versus help the client locate where she is starting on her journey? Or is it the same? Is that, would the answers be the same?
Yeah, I think it's, you said something about, like, what makes this different. Did you say something like that?
Yeah. Are they different?
Oh. The two things.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it's the same, like helping the client, locate where she is, like, you know, if the end point is to have, you know, like, better boundaries, or be able to better set and maintain or uphold boundaries,
right,
then where is she struggling? Is she struggling with people pleasing, with overgiving?
Yes.
you know, with being scared to say no, you know, all of those things.
Right.
So it's kind of like, you know, how is it showing up for her? Which I think, you know, could also be the answer to the question, who is this for? It's for successful women who, you know, despite their success, struggle with, you know, A through Z.
Yeah. Okay. So that would answer the question, where she's starting from on her journey.
Right.
Okay. Cool.
Yep. Awesome.
All right. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. AJ, you want to try?
Can I try again?
Yay.
Okay. My question is on this idea, theme, topic of thought leadership. So my brainstorm dumping, I feel like, is going really well. But what I'm seeing is very much a list of teaching topics and like inner and outer exercises. And I don't know if that is where this idea of thought leadership is supposed to come from, or.
Wait, who are your people? Who's on the journey?
My people are, I don't remember if I said doulas, but my people are essentially doulas who are trying to get over and start on the money journey. Women who want to get out of the, to like finally tackle their finances.
Mm-hmm.
So they're coming from,
like, oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, they're coming from a place of feeling like smart, capable women, having success, and often shame around not feeling like they have it together with how they manage the money. And where I want them to get to is having both the practical pieces in place, and a regular practice of looking honestly and without self-judgment at where they are, using their own values to decide what is important and how that works into their finances.
Do you know what your vehicle will be? Like, will it be an online course?
Yeah, what I'm working on is a 12-month, mostly live.
Okay. So, and so what were you saying about thought leadership, that most of what you're coming up is like is your thought leadership?
No, I'm having a hard time with that term and knowing, like, I know Joanna talked about it yesterday, but I don't know how to express a bigger picture. Like, what is my unique value? What is my thought leadership versus these are the steps, these are the pieces, these are the...
Okay, I get your question. So, and where are you right now? It sounds like you're clear on your beginning and your end.
Yeah.
Do you know the steps that you need to take people through?
Well, that's what I'm doing the brain dumping part, okay. Number four. And there's a lot of possible steps that I'm coming all out right, with, so just like letting all of them onto the page.
All right, so you're exactly where you need to be. Keep brain dumping, and then your next 90-minute chunk or next week, start breaking that down into steps, like the inner pieces and the outer pieces, you know, like developing habits, tracking, shame, grief, you know, about money lost, like, you know, all of these, and then start to put a first draft together. Like, I would focus on that, and then you'll be able to zoom out and see what thought leadership is emerging versus trying to see, like, because you're in like the mess of creation and you're so in it, I don't think you're able to see the thought leadership. But it sounds like some of it is that, like, you can be super smart, capable, and successful and you know, and not have this part of your life figured out yet. And that's totally okay and normal because of how, you know, because of patriarchy, because of, you know, your family yeah. story, because, you know, girls aren't supposed to be good at math. Like, there's so many things. Like, so yeah. even that's your thought leadership and how you frame it based on your own experience. But I would like, if I'm being straightforward, let go of this idea of thought leadership and be in your creation and get in your steps. And then you'll be able to step back in a couple of weeks or, you know, and see what thought leadership has been coming through in the details instead okay, of the other yeah. way around.
That's very helpful.
Awesome.
Thanks.
All right, Francesca, thank you for waiting.
Hi, Val, how are you?
I'm okay, I'm good. Everyone is coming back. I can stay with you at the end. I wanna do some next steps.
Okay. No problem.
So welcome back, everyone. What I would love for you to, let me find my notes. All right. So a couple of things to kind of wrap up our time together today is, and this is, let's just take a couple of moments in quiet reflection. What are you seeing about, like, what's been coming up for you, you know, today, kind of like we did our check-in. I want you to get clear on, like, kind of like you're leaving yourself breadcrumbs. What's the next thing that you will work on so that, and highlight it or put it in a bigger font or put a post-it note. Be really clear where you're leaving off and what the next thing is that you want to look at. And then the other thing I would do, the other invitation is to make a decision about when your next work chunk is. it's totally okay if it's next week at our next get it done day, you know, or tomorrow or Friday or even later today. But put it in your calendar. So right now, just checking in what you're seeing for yourself about this experience so far, making sure you're marking where you'll start over, any notes to yourself, and then your next work chunk. And does anyone have anything you'd like to share about your process or what you're seeing for yourself? Any takeaways from our time together today? And you're welcome to raise your hand or unmute or share in the chat.
I'll just say a couple things. It's very interesting process. So I don't know how other people are using it, but I've kind of have been going in and out of like working on my stuff, paying closer attention. And it's kind of cool to have both things going on at the same time. I don't know how to explain it. It just sort of, I don't know, connection and yet whatever. So I feel like this time has been really well spent listening to what other people are doing. And then somehow it feeds into what I'm doing. And it's just kind of a magical thing. I don't know.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, there's a lot to, I love post-it notes. And I saw Kelly was working on like flip chart paper, you know, cause so much of this, we have the steps, but we also, all of us have different brains, different experiences. So figuring out, you know, what works for you. And awesome. So a couple of things, definitely be sure about, where you're going to start off next time. And then the other thing I'll say again that I said in the beginning is that come next week we have two opportunities to be together. Well, a couple of things. The Facebook group is very active. Joanna's in there every day. We really want to support you as much as possible to get something done. Like we were originally only going to have three get it done days. She added another two. So next week we have Wednesday the 16th at 3 p.m. Eastern and Friday the 18th at 1 p.m. Eastern. All of this is in your member center. Hopefully it will be fixed by the end of the day, but you can also ask about it in the Facebook group if you have any doubts or questions. So this step four is the hardest part. So that's why we have, you know, potentially three more hours next week. So I would love to help you and do what I can. So to help move you forward, get unstuck, get less frustrated, all of the things. So thank you. Okay, Francesca, so we're done formally. I am going to take Francesca's question and Gaia's question. Thank you, everyone. If you need to go, you're welcome to stay. You're also welcome to chill. Yes, thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for waiting,
Francesca. Well, you're welcome. I live in the forest and a huge branch fell about 2 meters away from the tiny house office that I am in. So I ran out as you were closing up. So I apologize, but thank goodness it missed where I'm sitting because it would have been terrible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we live in the forest and we have, in Australia, obviously, but we have some huge mountain ash gum trees that reach up to 100 meters each. So you can imagine the trees that are nearby. So when one falls, it's like huge. But anyway, I'm wow. okay. I managed to catch my breath. Okay, so the program that I'm hoping to develop is, I'm thinking it's going to be a 12-month program with an intensive at the beginning, regular bi-monthly sort of weekend retreats, and then an intensive at the end, just to really embed the learning, because what I want to do is bigger than Ben-Hur and it's just impossible to do in any other structure. So what I'm working towards is developing a program for professional women who are experiencing burnout and wanting to radically transform their lives. So in terms of the beginning, so I've decided that I want to work with women who already understand the mind-body-spirit connection and have previously completed self and leadership development programs, but have struggled to consistently embed the learnings in her life. And I've said that, you know, although she's accomplished a lot in her career, she's internally feeling shame and guilt and imposter syndrome, et cetera, et cetera. At the moment, she's exhausted, overwhelmed by everything that she has to do and worried that she's still not enough. And her mantra is, I'll do the self-care when I finish this thing. Right. So I'm pretty clear, I think, on, and she's probably experiencing some ill health and is desperate to create a radical change. And then in terms of the outcomes that I'm hoping for her to reach, I've kind of got it as, she will have radically transformed her life through making self-care her number one priority and re-engineering her daily habits, practices and rituals to support her physical, emotional and spiritual well-being. She's able to identify self-sabotaging behaviours and actions like procrastination, negative self-talk, numbing through blah, blah, blah. Is also in tune with her menstrual cycle and can use the cyclical nature of her energetics to support her in scheduling her life, and has a clearer understanding of the sociopolitical, neuroscientific, physical, emotional and spiritual perspectives that can actually cause burnout, and is empowered to kind of, as a result of that knowledge, is empowered to commit to that, those daily practices. So that's kind of what I've been working on. But I guess I wanted to get a sense from you about, is that sufficiently developed at this point? I've started to map out sort of how I'm going to get there, and I've got kind of all the brain dump stuff and I've just got to sequence it so it's a heroine's journey. But is that sort of appropriate for where we're at?
Yes. Okay. So I think, are you asking like sufficiently developed in terms of what, the beginning and the end?
Yeah, like, yeah. I guess I'm sort of like, is that the level of detail that you would like us to be at sort of this point in the journey, or do I need to map that out even further? Like, is that enough?
It sounds to me like it's clear enough, because you've already done the brain dump.
Yeah.
So then your next step, so it sounds like it was clear enough for you to do the brain dump of all the different things you could teach and all the things you want to impart and all of the details. And then you've done the brain dump. So then your next step would be to do, sorry, I lost you on my screen. thanks. Yeah. Your next step would be to put all of this into steps.
Yeah, like sequence it. Right. In order so that it's a journey. Yeah.
Yeah. And then ask yourself the questions under each draft. So you could do that, you know, in a next chunk that you do by yourself, or you mm-hmm. could do it, you know, next Wednesday. But it sounds like you have a clear enough starting and end.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. I wasn't sure. I mean, in terms of like, I'm going to be using this 90-minute time, the get it done time, to do the work, but I'm just wondering, is the format going to be similar for future ones in terms of like just people asking questions about where they're at and getting support around that, or would it be more productive to just kind of do the work independently?
I think it's really up to you. Mm-hmm. this is a container where you can get like voice to voice support and you can process verbally. I'm neurodivergent, so it helps me to have like a space to come to and a structure and something in my calendar, because I'm more likely to do it and I'm motivated. I get a lot out of co-working. Okay. So it really depends, and you could do both, do it on your own time and come here.
Yeah, I think that's what I'll do. Yeah, I'll probably just come and mute and come on as I need to, but then spend time on my own.
And next time we'll get started like a lot earlier, because there'll be less of like the explanation bit.
Yeah.
And the framing in the beginning.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Nice to see your face.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. All right, Gaia, thank you for waiting. I have 3 minutes because I have something at
2 o'clock
my time and I need to go to the bathroom.
That's perfect, because I actually, basically I want to share with you what happened to me. I didn't do any of this today. I have an idea of what happened. I got very confused in my brain in the very beginning. Something happened and I just got thrown off completely. And so I tried several times to bring myself back. And then I wasn't able to break through it. And then when you said people could mute, I couldn't even understand that. I thought, I'm already muted. What does she mean? People are saying I'm muted. And then I heard you speaking to others and I thought, oh, how do I stop that? And it's like this whole thing happened. And then I said, oh, maybe I can just turn it down so I won't have to hear you. And anyway, without all the little details, what happened was I just allowed myself to feel what was happening and all this stuff came up and I'm basically, I literally got, I got confused, and it's my brain. It's my actual brain. And I had to sit with that. I wept profusely. I just had to move away, lay on the carpet, and I just wept and wept. I called a friend and she couldn't speak. And then I called my lawyer. I thought, she needs to know what the hell's going on with me. I didn't make this up. I didn't sit here and say, I thought, are you resisting now, Gaia? Is this a resistance? Is this somewhere for you to check out? I go, no, I'm, how do I mute? How do I go back and look to where she, that's why I was asking you all these questions on, because normally that doesn't happen. So in the end, I want to say it's interesting because my work has to do with the emotional body and working with emotional releasing work. That's what I want to do. And I literally, the best I could do is put myself in the experience, fully allow myself to have it. And what would I do if I had a client who was going through some deep emotional work? And that's what I would do. I would create that safe container for them and help them to come through that, you know, with being really present in their body. And I basically gave myself everything that I would do to a client without actually sitting and writing and putting my whole thing together, you know, my journey and all that. But it did leave me knowing that there is an issue. And I just have to have the neurologists, the doctors, and everybody understand that I'm living through this experience of TBI, traumatic brain injury, and it's real. It's a real thing. And I don't want to fight it anymore as if, you know, I can do this and I can do that. It's true I can, but at the same time, there's something going on. And when there's a little bit of a stressful situation, it's like the brain just does that. So, but well, I'm sort of in
Gaia,
control.
I have to go to the bathroom. Yes. I'm really moved by what you shared, and I'm so glad that you shared it. It sounds like you took really amazing and tender care of yourself, that you have so many skills in terms of grounding yourself, and that even in this confusion, and whatever else came up. I don't know if it was fear and that you really tried, you checked in with yourself. Is there any resistance? Like, and then you were able to see like how you would lovingly support someone else and how you deserve to be supported. And I think that's really beautiful. And it's making even more and more clear to you where your brilliances are and how much you have to offer. And when I get overwhelmed, I also think some of the like the worksheets could be a little bit clearer. Like what you and I talked about was like it's called this step here. Like I get really overwhelmed and confused myself sometimes, just regularly, without like TBI. So this stuff can be really, really overwhelming. So you're definitely not alone in that. And also your experience sounds really uncomfortable. And so I'm sorry you dealt with that.
It can be scary. Yeah, so thank you so much. Everything you just said a while ago was literally perfect. You were so fantastic. You zoomed in on all the right little things. And I feel really good right now that I spoke up, not about how I didn't do it and this and that, but how what was happening to me while everybody else was doing it. I was doing it too. It was just in a completely different way that I never expected to happen today. Never in my wildest dreams could I have. I was already, everything is in place to do this work. And then my brain got overwhelmed and I have to remember that. Yeah.
And you had the process you were meant to have and the process that happened.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. It was.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And see you next week and in the Facebook group.
Yes. Bye.
All right. Take good care. Thank you.
Bye.
All the blessings.
Bye.